You were taking on Michael Falk, a 30-year-old. I suppose his record wasn't particularly good in the last five fights as such. How did you find him?
Yeah, you know, Miles went into the fight last night, and to be honest, for the both of us, we had very short notice for this fight because obviously I only fought not so long ago there, and you know, going in there, I didn't know a lot about this fella. I knew he was a southpaw. He had a good amateur background, so he had, and he was also had a, the guys that he obviously doesn't have a great record. You know, 5 fights, 3 wins, 2 losses, but he has a lot of experience. You know, he's never been stopped or never been knocked down either. And one of the guys that he's fought before, you know, of a great record now of 18-0 with 14 knockouts. He was the sparring partner to Sergio Martinez, the undisputed middleweight champion. And, you know, he brought a lot of experience to the table, and that's exactly what a professional fighter like myself needs coming up now. You know, boys like that that has experience and getting in there, trying to learn from them as much as possible. Earning your brownie points, as people would say, too, in there. And, you know, it's all about putting in an impressive performance. And, you know, I definitely put that in last night.
Was he one of the better boxers that you've taken on in the professional ranks?
He was very smart. So it was, Miles, you know, he didn't really commit much to the fight. You know, he kind of tried to counterbox me, tried to stand back, let me try and make the mistakes, and we tried to counter me a lot. But you know, with my amateur background, I'm used to getting in there and, you know, maybe not knowing my opponent the day of the fight, just weighing in the morning and finding out the draw in the evening time and then fighting them then later on. You know, so that's a great advantage coming into the professional game, because you know, I really had to figure him out in the first round, see what he was all about. And, you know, any time I tried to get inside and let the big shots go on him, you know, he held me, you know, he moved well, he tried to get out of things, and, you know, he made it a little bit awkward for me to tee off on him and everything like that. So, you know, it was good experience, and I'm delighted with the performance and the one.
Were you winning before you knocked him out?
Yeah, I was I felt in control of the fight. You know, I was landing my jabs. You know, I was dictating the centre of the ring. I was putting them on the back foot. And I landed some good shots in the first round, some nice solid jabs. And, you know, really figured him out in the first round, as I had to do, because I didn't know a lot about him. I knew he was a southpaw, so plenty of straight backhands down the middle to the head and to the body. And it worked well. You know, I think he felt a bit of my power early on in the first round, and I could see that in him. So that's the reason I had to close up, because he wasn't committing to the fight. He wasn't trying to land bombs at me. He was trying to make me make my mistakes. He was trying to counter me. So I had to put the pressure on and, you know, let the shots go home.
And in terms of your boxing, you seem to be hitting a lot harder than you were in the amateur game. Is there any reason for that?
Yeah, definitely, mate. You know, it's a big thing that has came to my own awareness as well, because obviously as an amateur, I never had these kind of knockouts, or I never was putting fellas on the canvas like I am now. And, you know, the main reason for that, mate, was because as an amateur, 90% of my career as an amateur, I was boxing the computer scoring system where you had to touch and move and get out of there. So it wasn't really about power shots, or it wasn't really about letting your shots go home. You know, you had to pick your shot, get out of there, and try and get another one as quick as possible without conceding. And of course, it's still the same in the professional, but, you know, professional boxing now is you're going 6, 8, 10 rounds, 12 rounds. You need to get inside. You need to work your opponents. You need to work them to the body, because the body shots in the first, second, third, fourth round, them's the ones that's going to slow them down when it comes into the 8th, 9th, and 10th rounds. And, you know, that's what I've been working on in the gym. And since I turned professional, that was the main aspect that I was working on, was just settling down on my feet a wee bit more, putting more power into my shots, and putting combinations together. And to be honest, you know, I did surprise myself a bit the first few times I started knocking these boys down, because, as I said, I never did it in the amateurs. But now I have the confidence in my power, and I know I have the power there to change a fight at any time. And, you know, but you always have to stick to your boxing, stick to your game plan, and, you know, your defence is key. Defence wins championships, you know what I mean?
And would you know while you're training that you're hitting harder than you used to?
Yeah, I've been in with a few sparring partners that have came out and says that they felt a few of my shots and hitting very, very hard and all, you know. So it's just great feedback, because you don't get that much. You don't get sparring partners coming back telling you if you're in with somebody and they hit you a good hard shot, or you stunned them or wobbled them, you know. If your opponent didn't know that, you wouldn't really get out after it and tell them. But, you know, a few of the lads that have been inspiring have come up to me, you know, and it's great feedback, and it's great to know that.
So when is there somebody going to really put it up to you?
Well, you know, now it's I'm 8-0 with AKOs, and, you know, I prepare and I train myself to 110% in the gym, you know, on the roads, you know, work my ass off as hard as I can, and I leave all that down to my managing team, Shear Sports, Golden Boy, my promotional team, and you know, my coaches. I have every faith in them, you know, to step me up at the right times, and you know, not looking ahead or anything like that, but, you know, there has been talk already now of stepping it up a level, and you know, that'll probably be in my next fight, which is yet to be announced, obviously. It's you need to enjoy the victory now, and enjoy and embrace the moment. And, you know, start of the week, then we'll be back to talking business and seeing who's next and what's next.
So, still enjoying it, Jason?
I'm loving it, Miles, every minute of it. It's a great, great experience for me. You know, it's what I've always wanted to do, and, you know, I'm out here now. Doing what I want to do since I've been a kid, and, you know, I'm absolutely delighted, and I couldn't be happier, you know, to have the people around me too, you know, my family back at home, and, you know, my support and everything like that there means a lot. And, you know, I have my girlfriend and everything out here in LA, and, you know, I had two of my best friends out here in LA with me. You know, it's absolutely amazing as well to share the moments with them. It's great for me, and absolutely delighted, and it makes it a wee bit easier when you have your loved ones out here with you as well.
It sure does, and I suppose the sun's not a headache to you either. Nice to have it.
To be honest, there's where I'm at now is it's Palm Springs, where the fights are being held, and you see, as soon as you walk out the door, honest to God, it's just like walking in a sauna. There's no wind, there's no nothing. It's like it's in the 40 degrees every day over here. It really is a desert out here, so it is. But back where I'm living in Marina del Rey, it's right beside the beach and everything. It's absolutely beautiful, you know. And every day I wake up, you know, I'm blessed and honored to be in the position that I'm. I couldn't be happier with things right now, and just very happy with the way things are going.
Well, good for you. There are many people out here in Donegal just wishing that a little bit of your sun. It's not particularly summer-like, not too bad, but a wee bit of sun would be a great benefit.
I've been hearing reports back, all right, that the weather's been pretty doom and gloom back here this last while, so I'll try my best to send over a wee bit of something to you, anyway.
Exactly, we'd love that. Well, Jason, congratulations. And as I mentioned off air there, Peter O'Donnell, who's the Irish manager of the Irish boxing team at the European Elite Championships in Bulgaria, was asking for you there. We had him on a little while ago, and we wish you the best of luck, because you're the only Irish man to win 3 gold medals in the European Elite Championships.
That's right. I remember I always stay in touch with Peter. You know, Peter's a great man. You know, I'll never forget Peter for what he's done for me in the club and everything down in the past. You know, he's always got us them contacts into Wales, and you know, always trying to, anything we need or anything like that, you know, Peter's a man that knows everybody, no matter where you go with him. He'll stop at a shop and Peter will end up chatting to three or four people that he knows. It's unbelievable the amount of people that he knows. And he's always used it. He's always used it well. And, you know, he's always looked after us. And anything we ever needed or anything like that, sparring-wise, training camp-wise, he's always put us in a direction to help. And, you know, I'll never ever forget that, what Peter's done for us. And it's absolutely amazing. He's a great man. Boxing, you can get a lot of politics and people in it for this and that, but, you know, Peter's just down to earth, 110% in it for the boxing. And whenever Peter says he's the team manager for the European elite team, I was absolutely delighted for him. Nobody deserves it more. And the only thing I was disappointed about, a pity it wasn't a few years back whenever I was at the European Championships and he could have been out there with me. That'd have been an icy story to Donegal, man, you know. But fair play to Peter, what he's doing right now. He's an absolute gentleman, as he would say. There's not too many of us left anymore.
Very good, very good. Yeah, well, we all agree with that, and that's probably why he's out at team manager, because of the effort he has put in, and he's so genuine, is right. So, Jason, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. Go back to the sunshine. Sorry for taking you out of it. We'll be looking forward to seeing your beautiful tan when you come back to Donegal.
I appreciate it, and just want to say a thank you to everybody for all the support, Miles. Every fight is just absolutely amazing with all the support. And, you know, I'm very, very grateful for it all. And thanks very much. It means a lot.